I'm live in the studio right now with Christine Frederick. She wears many hats, and right now she is one of the main people involved with the Rubaboo Arts Festival. Tanse, and welcome to our first in-person interview.
Tanse, thank you so much for having me.
Buenanto. This is our first in-person, isn't it?
It is.
It is, yes. I've had you over the phone like numerous times.
So many times over the years.
Yeah, so it's nice to have you in here. Rubaboo Arts Festival, for our listeners who have never taken this in or even heard of it, can you explain a little bit about what goes on?
Absolutely. So Rubaboo started 15 years ago. So we're celebrating our 15th anniversary. And it started off in 2009 as a theater festival. And we learned very quickly that all of the artists that we were supporting and promoting were doing art in all sorts of different forms. So we decided to just bust open the doors and make sure that we can support any artist doing any kind of art form. So it's a multidisciplined art festival. We've got theater and dance and music, circus arts, visual arts. It's everything and anything, and some things you never knew you wanted to see.
Amazing. It sounds like a really good time. Now I'm looking at the long list of the different productions that are taking place here. What are some of the ones that you might be looking forward to?
Well, we've got some really great things. So because we've been around for so long, we've got some festival favorites. I'm really excited to bring back Eric Pipestem with his dance piece called Silly Billy, which is a beautiful piece, fun for the whole family. And it's about a rare white buffalo who's in search of becoming a unicorn. So I think it's just beautiful. It's a dance piece. And I think that'll touch on like belonging and identity and some of our mythology as well. It's going to be beautiful. I've seen some of the stills and rehearsal video. It's beautiful. And then we have a really, really special show that I would love people to come to. I mean, like people to come to all of them, of course, because they're like my favorite children, yeah. All of my children. But we have a very special presentation on Saturday the 20th. And we've been doing these fusion nights for several years now. And they're really cool. They're like when musicians get together and they jam.
Yeah.
Right. They sort of improvise music together and nobody really knows what they're going to do. But we do that with multiple arts disciplines. So we are having a very special one that will incorporate music, theater, poetry, dance, video projections. And it is specifically to honor three Indigenous artists that have passed recently that we haven't had a chance to really, have closure, have ceremony. And those artists are Troy Emery Twigg, Blackfoot artist, and dancer, choreographer, mentor. And also Taryn Kutneheyu, who was a playwright, an actor, a poet.
BC.
And also Bishop Pipestem from Sutina, who was an amazing musician, guitar player. And two of those people, Taryn and Bishop, were some of my former students. And so it's a really heartfelt moment. We've got lots of people coming in to come and help celebrate and bring life and vitality to the work that they've contributed to our community. So my understanding is Michelle Thrush is coming, Cody Lightning will be there, and a whole bunch of great people from our community will be there. And I hope people will come.
Yeah.
Because it'll be an outstanding, very, very unique experience. And then we've got a couple of other things, a really cool play called Talk Treaty to Me, which incorporates theater and puppetry. And it actually was here at the Fringe last year. And it just was nominated for 2 Edmonton Sterling Awards just a couple of weeks ago. And it uses theater and puppetry to talk about what is the meaning of treaty, how do we look at it from different perspectives. And it's a way to, smooth the path for people to kind of come to an understanding of it. So I think that'll be a really awesome show. And then, of course, you can't have a 15th anniversary without having a party.
Right.
So we're having a You Are Loved dance party, which again is going to have DJs, video projections, video mapping, animations, just really amazing stuff. We're even going to have a pole dancer. So just anything and everything for everybody.
Amazing. Once again, Christine Frederick with the Rubaboo Arts Festival celebrating their 15th anniversary with the You Are Loved theme this year. So much to take in. Head on over to ravenradio.ca to learn more. We're going to give away some tickets right away. But I want to say thank you, Christine, for stopping by and for being involved in such an awesome Indigenous Arts Festival.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much.